This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
Jeffrey Powers here with Geekazine.com, TPN. We've got a Pebble, the new Pebble Watch. We're going to be at the Mercedes-Benz booth. We're going to talk about that app next.
You're watching CES 2014 coverage of the Tech Podcast Network. TPN.tv partners include Gazelle.com. Turn in your old iPhone into cash. Visit tpn.tv/cash.
All right, we're here with Marius over at the Mercedes-Benz booth. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks.
And you guys are really working on wearable technology, not just a Pebble, but you also have a pair of Google Glass with the apps installed, and you're seeing how that works. So, but we're going to focus right now, we're going to focus on the Pebble Watch and your guys' announcement, which was?
To have the Pebble in the car, to have the Pebble as an extended user interface in the car for the people who already have a Pebble, to enable them to make use of this in the car. And the idea we came up with is just for the situation in which you're driving, you have your Pebble here and you can just define the three buttons on the right side with customized functions. So just put your favorite function there, and with one button press while driving, you can just stop the music, you can route to a certain destination, or you can bring up a traffic map or report an incident on the road.
Okay.
What also is implemented here is an alert function.
Okay.
Let's say you're running out of fuel or low tire pressure, then the Pebble will also vibrate and show you an alert. If a wrong-way driver is around and was reported with our Car2X feature, then the Pebble Watch will also alert you of that.
Okay.
And let's say now you leave the car, that means you unplug the iPhone, for example. Then you'll see that the app is switching to our walking mode. Yeah, so then it's going to walking mode, and this enables you to browse through the different details of your car. You can see, for example, how much fuel you have left. You can see what the odometer says, what the trip meter says, the tire pressure, the next tire pressure is due. It even shows you the location of your car, and you can even see if your car is locked or not locked.
All right. Yeah, definitely. You know, how many times I've walked away from my car and go, did I lock that car? I can now just look at a watch and be able to do that. So we're going to talk a little bit more with Marius right after this. All right, we'd like to thank our 2014 sponsor, Gazelle. You can sell your devices for cash. Now, we're here at a trade show that shows off new products. So you might have the old version of that tablet or that smartphone, and now you know that there's a new version out and you're going to go buy it. So go over to Gazelle right now and lock down the rate for your device. And then when it's time to buy that new one, then you've got that lockdown rate and go from there. Gazelle, they have smartphones, tablets, computers. They can then redistribute it, or if it needs to be recycled, they'll do it properly, the green and efficient way. Check it all out. Go over to tpn.tv/cash, tpn.tv/cash, and thank you very much for being a sponsor over at tpn.tv. All right, we're back, and so you also have a pair of Google Glass over there with some the app loaded, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And is it similar to what this is doing?
Well, this is a different approach because, as you know, the Google Glass is not allowed to be used in the car. I think the first people have already been fined in the U.S., so that's why we thought about different use cases, like outside of the car. What we try to do is have a seamless navigation approach here.
Okay.
That means, for example, you navigate from your home to the car, from the car to your destination,
mm-hmm.
and that's where we want to enable users using Google Glass.
Okay, so when you walk into the car with your Google Glass on, is it going to turn something off, or?
You walk to the car with the Google Glass, then you can plug in your iPhone, you get then the destination to your destination, the routing starts.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have to park somewhere else, not exactly at the destination you want to go to, then you just unplug your phone, the remaining route is sent to Google Glass, and then you get walking directions to the final destination.
Okay, and then of course you were talking about this place right here. What do we got?
Yeah, I have to plug it. So what you see here is our digital drive style app, which is pushing in this car. It's pushing a screen from the iPhone app to the car screen. And so the Pebble is paired to the iPhone. And I have, for example, configured just to show Google Traffic Map with a lower button. And just by one button press, you see then the app is switching to this. And
oh,
this
okay.
is just one of the features you can define for the button press here.
All right. So all these apps, are they available now or are down the road?
So this thing you see here is already available,
mm-hmm.
iPhone 4, iPhone 5, and the Pebble app we will publish in spring.
Okay. And then the Google Glass app?
Well, this is a concept right now. Let's see when Google Glass is actually available for customers, and then we probably can make an announcement.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Where do people go for the wearables on Mercedes-Benz?
So, for more information, you can visit our digitaldrivestyleapp.com website, and I think, we're posting news there from time to time to keep everyone updated.
All right, well, thank you very much for your time, Arius.
You're welcome.
All right, wearable technology in the car, safety with wearable technology in the car, and full navigation so it makes life easier in the car. We've got a lot of great video over at CES 2014. Jeffrey Powers with Geekazine and the Tech Podcast Network. Check it all out over at geekazine.com and tpn.tv.